Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former number one pick overall in the NFL by the Atlanta Falcons. Also played for Pittsburgh and Philly, among others. You can check him out now on Fox Sports. FS1 NFL analyst. Check him out every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Fox NFL kickoff. Let's bring into the program Michael Vick. Mike, what's happening?
Not much. How y'all guys doing?
Doing all right. Appreciate your time. Wade Phillips, you know him, defensive coordinator for the Rams, compared Lamar Jackson to you, and he said Lamar is Michael Vick plus. You know my Lamar Jackson, former Heisman Trophy winners, of course. Talk about his game and what advice that you give to him as you watch him still only 17 starts into his NFL career evolve as a football player.
Well, Lamar is exciting, as everybody has seen and what he's put on display. I will say this, and I was thinking about this yesterday. Lamar and I had some very in-depth conversations before he got drafted. Maybe 2 years before he came into the NFL when he was still at Louisville. And he used to always pick my brain late at night, asking me, what to expect. And everything I told him, he's doing. Everything I told him would happen, happened. I knew it would be a slight transformation from college to pro. Nobody knew what that transition would be like for him, but, he's made the adjustment and he's done it really, really well. So I'm excited about, the trajectory of where he's going in his career. And Wade said it best. Lamar is Mike Vick plus. I said it 2 years ago. When I seen him, pretty much single-handedly beat Florida State in college. So I've always been excited about him. I always knew what upside he had and what he would bring to the National Football League. And, it's unfortunate the defenses have to deal with this guy week in and week out for the next, 12-plus years.
Hey, Mike, you and I hung out at Joel Siegel's when he got honored down in D.C. a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, compare your game to Lamar's game?
Well, my game was played in different offenses, primarily drop back systems, West Coast systems, and it consisted of me having to be detailed in my footwork and, timing routes, things of that nature, being able to put all that on display each and every week. It was all about evolution in the passing game. When things broke down, within the pocket, that's when I was able to, manipulate the defense and put a lot of pressure, on the opposition. Lamar's playing in a system that's built for him. Is what he did in college. It's something that he's perfected. Now playing in the NFL, and he understands what needs to be done within that system. And when you build a system around a guy, showcasing his talents and taking advantage of his skill set, what he does best, then you're going to get the best out of that player. I always say great coaches, make great players greater. And I'll stick to that, and that's what we're seeing. So you're seeing a guy who's playing in a system that's built for him, that allows him to be free and play his game, as opposed to me. I didn't have a system built around me to take advantage of my, my running ability. And I can't even say I would have wanted that back then. We just wasn't there. This is the next generation. This is what you get, and it's great for the game of football.
Michael Vick joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Fox Sports. You can check him out every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock on Fox NFL Kickoff. You talk about the next wave, the next generation, and certainly Lamar is part of it. Deshaun Watson, we saw him last night. But what about Patrick Mahomes as well? Talk about, Mike, the new quarterback wave that's coming in. We're not saying that the drop back pocket passer is going the way of the dinosaur, but just talk about the evolution of the position itself.
Yeah, the evolution of the position is taking its course and is heading in a direction where it's going to be better for all 32 teams. whether they want a drop back passer or they want a guy who's mobile. The position is just going to continue to get better, and these guys are going to get paid way more money moving forward. You look at Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. They're both very similar. They just know how to play the game. They have good offenses built around them and good head coaches, and it allows them to showcase their talents. And, you know, you look at guys coming out that'll be coming out in next year's draft. You know, I've been watching Joe Burrow, and I think he's a pocket passer with mobility. And that's what you want. You want a guy who can, you know, take matters into his own hands and, you know, move the chains, you know, however he can, whether it's throwing outside the pocket, running, you know, outside of the pocket, or, you know, running for a first down. It's just the way that the game is trending now when guys line up behind the center, and it's a great thing to see because, you know, you get more offense, and this is what keeps the defenses off the field, and it's a challenge for defenses. And those guys are getting better on that side of the ball. So, you know, it has to evolve in order to be efficient, you know, for offenses now. So, like I said, the best coaches are going to make the best offensive decisions for their team, you know, whether it's drafting the guy, putting the right guy behind the center to be the best team that they can possibly be.
So, Mike, what advice did you give Jalen Ramsey on how to stop Lamar?
You know, unfortunately, I couldn't give Jalen any tips on how to stop Lamar. The last thing I want to do is give a guy, you know, some type of, you know, tidbit on how to, you know, stop another guy on Sundays. And, you know, that's not my job. You know, the job is for the defensive coordinator to, you know, give him tips on what needs to be done. You know, I would be out of my league if I told Jalen Ramsey what to do versus Lamar Jackson in that system. So I sort of played the fifth and told him, listen, you have to do whatever it takes. You know, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him, and that's probably going to be the case. But they have a defense that can step up to the plate and do some pretty good things, but it's going to be something that they've never seen before.
Hey, Mike, how long did it take you to improve your footwork and stuff to be able to, you know, to become a much more accurate passer? Because, I mean, that was kind of Lamar's thing coming in. And last year, I mean, when I went to the rookie mini camp and all that, I mean, his footwork was horrendous and stuff. And people saw that. And then the improvement that he's made, because he completed 58% last year. This month, thus far, he's completing 77%, which is, you know, amazing. And, you know, just talk about, like, the time and effort that you got to put in just to improve your footwork to get more accurate.
Yeah, that's awesome. And to try to sum this up, I don't want to be too long-winded with this answer, but from 2001 to 2003 when I had Dan Reeves, I was kind of wiry and you know, I made plays within the pocket and in the passing game, and I got through. You know, from 2004 to 2007 when I had Jim Moore and Greg Knapp in the West Coast system, it was all about footwork and timing. And then I got to Atlanta with Andy, and I got to Philadelphia with Andy, excuse me, and it was more in-depth about timing and, you know, being able to keep the chains moving, making the right decisions within the system. And, you know, to Lamar's credit, to the Baltimore Ravens' credit, and the reason why Lamar has picked up the footwork part of it so fast is because the same coach I had in Philadelphia, 2009, 2010, James Urban, is the same coach that Lamar has now, quarterback coach. So he knows how to teach that West Coast system. Now you combine that West Coast system style with the footwork that you have to initiate. Lamar's getting the best of both worlds. You know, he has, you know, an offense through Greg Roman that's built to run the football and be a power running team along with the pass, but you also have James Urban in the background teaching them about timing. And timing can work within any offense. It don't have to be just West Coast system concepts. And the game has kind of gotten away from that. Even Andy has gotten away from, you know, a bunch of stuff that he's done in the past. So you can still teach footwork and timing based on, you know, what type of route concepts you have going down the field. You know, you can't hold the ball longer than 3 seconds. You know, everything has to happen within that time frame. And it's really, you know, quarterback detail when it comes to you know, a guy dropping back, having to hit a deep comeback route, a guy dropping back, having to hit an 18-yard in cut. It's all timing. And if you're late, you know, balls get tipped, they get batted, they get touched. So he just has the best of both worlds in as far as coaching. And I give James Urban a lot of credit for that, you know, along with Greg Roman.
Mike Vick joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Mike, for your role, Keon Carpenter was a colleague of mine here at 105.7 The Fan, played with you in Atlanta, and he's a fellow Virginia Tech Hokie, Baltimore guy. Always spoke highly of you. What can you tell us about the late, great Keon Carpenter?
Oh, man, Keon, he was a great friend of mine, and, you know, I was just glad I was able to be by his side, you know, these trying times. And if it was one guy who motivated me early in my career when we was in Atlanta and kept me, you know, always on schedule, kept me on plane, helped me, you know, understand, you know, what the NFL was all about, whether it was from my play on the field down to dress code. Keon was like a big brother to me, and I'll never forget him. You know, I always think about him, and I can never say, you know, or appreciate how much he's done for me in my life. And, you know, I wish he was still here, and I wish him, you know, I pray for him and his family, you know, each and every day, each and every night. And, you know, some guys, some spirits just can't be replaced, and he's one of those guys.
Michael Vick, check him out on 11 o'clock in the morning, at 11 o'clock in the morning every Sunday, Fox NFL kickoff. Fox Sports FS1 NFL analyst. Mike, we appreciate your time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road here.
All right, thank you. Happy holidays.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Yeah, Michael Vick joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.